Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Salaamun Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. On the continuation of this program, Lantern from IRIB English Radio, we'll listen to an interesting story, Lamb Experiment. A scientist, a famous scientist, put two lambs in separate cage. Lambs were the same age and the same weight and fed with the same food. All conditions were equal. However, he put a wolf in the third cage. Only one lamb could see the wolf, but not the other lamb. Month later, the lamb who saw the wolf was cranky, restless, poorly developing, and losing weight. The lamb died whilst the other lamb remained healthy. Although the wolf did not nothing to lamb next to it, the fear and stress that lamb lived in killed it prematurely, while the other lamb that did not see the wolf was peaceful and developed well with a healthy weight gain. In this experiment, the scientist demonstrated the importance of mental health. Do not trouble yourself with unnecessary worry and concerns. Learn to rely on Allah and take care of your mental health. And for those who fear Allah, He always prepares a way out, and He provides for him from sources he never could imagine. And if anyone puts his trust in Allah, sufficient is Allah for him, for Allah will surely accomplish His purpose. Verily, for all things has Allah appointed a due proportion. You can find it in chapter 65 in the Holy Quran, verses 2 and 3. Now we'll listen to the interpretation and explanation of this interesting story.
In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. You are listening to Lantern from IRIB English Radio. This is Zainab Musavi, and in this program, we'll listen to several religious stories and then take the moral lessons and themes out of these stories and a little bit make them more, vivid and explain about them in order for every single one of us to make use of these lessons in our everyday life. Well, the story you just listened to is about stress. Another act of believers in time of stress is, in case of difficulty, a Muslim should be constant in his or her prayers. In the 153rd verse of Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ مَعَ الصَّابِرِينَ. Oh, you who believe, seek help with steadfastness and prayers, for God is with those who are steadfast. Another solution is to pray to God for forgiveness and to better ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Holy Book of Quran that فَقُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبُّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا. And I have said, seek forgiveness from your Lord. Lo, He was ever forgiving. Surah An-Nuh, verse number 10. In addition to begging God's forgiveness, believers are also expected to constantly struggle to better themselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the 11th verse of Surah Ar-Rum, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Surely God does not change the condition in which people are until they change that which is in themselves. Okay, let's have a short break for now, and we will be back soon.
V the lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story, which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
Welcome back, dear audience. You are listening to Lantern from IRB English Radio. Well, we are talking about stress and stressful situations in life and how a believer does cope with such situations in accordance to their religious teachings. Well, another related topic to our discussion is tawakkul, or trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam was asked regarding the utterance of God Almighty, وَمَنْ يَتَوَكَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ فَهُوَ حَسْبُهُ, and whoever puts his trust in God, then God suffices him. The Imam alayhi salam said, there are various degrees of trust in God. One of them is that you should put your trust in God in all your affairs, being well pleased with whatever God does to you, knowing for certain that He does not cease in His goodness and grace towards you, and that the command therein rests with Him. So put your trust in God, leaving that to Him and relying upon Him in regard to that and everything other than that. One's tawakkul in God guarantees his or her success in this world and hereafter, no matter how difficult the task is and how severe and harsh conditions one is going through in this life, or how powerful are the enemies one is facing. Imam Ali alayhi salam said, tawakkul on God is source of relief from every evil and protection from every enemy. For every living creature living in this world, life will end one day, and the time of death is also not known. So it is better that a person should always keep his heart in a state of complete trust with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and not be influenced by physical causes, materialistic things and failures. Rather, one should attach himself or herself to the eternal values set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, dear listeners, that's all the time we've got for today's episode of Lantern. Today we talked about stress in our life, and we said that our religion of Islam has proposed some ways for the believers to resort to when they meet difficult situations. We recited some related verses in that regard, and we talked about the concept of tawakkul. I wish that all of us would be those servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who are mutawakkil and who trust in Him, and see the result of trusting in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in every single aspect of our life. Thank you very much for being in this episode. Until another episode, I bid you farewell and may Allah protect you all. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
We have to keep in mind that life is riddled with hardships. Sometimes you and I, we have this expectation that I have to have a comfortable life, stress-free life. That's an unrealistic expectation. Shaykh, why is this happening to me? It's happening to you because we're in dunya. That's the nature of dunya. Allah says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي كَبَدْ. We created man to endure hardship. This life is about developing your soul. Your soul will only grow and mature if you struggle, if you experience hardships. When a baby is born, what does a baby who's born do? What do? They cry. They enter this world crying, which is a sign that this is a place of suffering and trial. And finally, we have to keep in mind that no matter if you're comfortable or you're suffering, no matter if you're at ease or you're stressed, no matter if you feel joyful or you feel depressed or sad, remember the impermanence of this life. It's all going to end. The good days are going to end. The bad days are also going to end. Sometimes we have bad days and we think that we're having a bad life. You're having a bad day. Don't exaggerate. It's going to end. It's temporary. The Quran tells us in Surah Al-Hadid, verse 23, لِكَيْ لَا تَأْسَوْ عَلَى مَا فَاتَكُمْ وَلَا تَفْرَحُوا بِمَا آتَاكُمْ. Allah says, have this mindset. Don't get too excited about what you get in dunya, because you're going to depart it, you're going to leave it. And don't grieve too much about what you miss, because we're all leaving. We're all leaving this world. Don't get too attached. It's temporary. You know, just like when you take a child to get a shot, what does the doctor say? It's just going to hurt for a moment. It's just going to hurt for a moment. That's dunya. Allah is the doctor, and He's giving us the shot of dunya, and He's telling us it's just going to hurt for a second. Be patient. It's going to end.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi tatma'innul qulub.